Man, I'm telling you. It doesn't get any better than this.
Yep.
Not at all.
We love doing it. It is fantastic, funny, funky Friday. And today is no different. You're talking about a legend.
Absolutely.
Joining us right about now.
Been with us in the studio many
I'm
times.
Trying to tell you. The one and only Mr. Bill Bellamy. What's going on, my man? How you doing?
What's up, brother?
What's up, big dog? Hi, Pam. How you doing, Reese? What's up, everybody?
Hey, how are you?
What's up, man?
Hey, man, it's nice to get to talk to my team, man. Happy holidays, happy new year. You know how we do, man. I usually come through there, you know, but now you got coronavirus.
the Omicron coming out, baby. Keeping us apart.
Give it another name. You know, black people, we be calling it the Omarion. You know,
yeah.
The
Omarion
out here. Not the Omarion.
It's the Omarion.
Yeah, you know, because black people, we always get it a little mixed up, man. You know, they got a new one out here called Omarion. And, don't let it get up on you.
Don't let it. Well, you said never the truth there. Don't let it get up on you.
Then, you know, man. Black people act like it's something that can crawl on you. Boy, if that thing get up on you. It ain't nothing but, you know, this whole corona thing ain't nothing but the cooties, man. When we was little. I don't know if y'all forgot about the cooties.
No, we know about the cooties.
Hey, look, how could we?
We know about the cooties.
You remember when the cooties used to get you? You had to isolate, too. None of the kids would play with you. Like, they ain't got that cooties, bro.
Don't go over there.
The girl they have, they got the cooties over there.
Hey, yeah, that boy over there by the seesaw, he got it all. He got all of it. He got the Omarion and the cooties.
So you got everything.
Man? Oh, man, we good, man. Just trying to stay up, man. Be rocking with Bill Bellamy. Bill's going to be a good night tonight, 7 and 10. Tomorrow night, 7 and 10. Sunday, 4 o'clock and 7 p.m., man. You gonna put some work in, huh?
Yo, man, I'm coming to make people laugh, man. People been so stressed out for 2 years, man. I might have to do a show on Monday and Tuesday.
Hey, look, the Tuesday show be fire, won't it?
Listen to me. Comedy has been saving the game for people. They get a chance to come out and laugh and, you know, decompress for a little bit because, you know, it's just, I was having dinner last night with my family and I was saying that it's a lot of stress that people don't realize they just holding on to because, you know, we just didn't know what was going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You don't know, you know, you got to get tested every other day. Cats is nervous every time they take their test. You don't know if you're going to get a 85 or a 63. So, you know.
You may mess up your whole summer.
You know, you think you get ready to go somewhere and your test come back and you got a 53, you ain't going nowhere.
That's right.
So, going over there, sit down.
So everybody stressed about a little bit of something. So comedy to me is like the medicine. It's like a little cocktail for folks, you know, to really, really laugh, man, and get back to some funny, man. Funny. Oh, black people especially, I know us, man.
Yeah.
Even in our toughest times, we found a way to laugh.
That's
you know
true.
What I mean?
That's true. That's right.
We'll turn some damn lemons into lemonade, no matter what.
all day long, my friend.
We broke. We sitting on the curb talking about, man, I ain't want to work for them no way.
That's the damn truth.
Look at that old funny haircut.
Yeah, we'll find some humor in something and keep our spirits up. And I think that's why, you know, I really love this moment in my career that I'm able to not only go out and kick it with the fans, but I'm actually doing something I feel that is really helpful and wonderful. You know what I mean? Because comedy is really, it's healing to the soul. I truly believe that.
Absolutely.
Outstanding. We're talking with Bill Bellamy. It's going to be a good night this weekend. You going to stay to Tuesday too, you say?
No, I'm just joking. No, I'm getting the hell out of here.
I'm
getting out.
I'm just kidding.
Hey, y'all out here. Y'all are out here in the South. If it's snow, y'all ain't got no scrapers. Y'all ain't got no snowshoes.
That's right. No,
y'all out here with radios. Y'all ain't got no snow tires.
Oh, that's the truth there.
Hey, look, we had just a bit of snow plows they got in California.
Yeah, right. Y'all let that snow hit tonight. Y'all are gonna be using table salt on the driveway.
table salt on the driveway.
They said it worked.
Reese used some this morning to get out.
I did use some.
Reese used some this morning to get out.
I did.
Reese, did you go put a little bit out there? Let me just in case it lock up.
There you go, man. can never be too careful, Bill.
Man, what you know about that? Talk about just in case lock up.
Because Reese, you a country boy. Reese, man, you don't want that thing to lock up on you.
You know, my granddaddy told me that a long time ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, wow. Granddaddy said, you better put something down for that thing lock up before you be on your back.
Hey, Bill, I gotta mention this, man. Even during the pandemic, okay. I caught you on your Facebook page. You had this series of stuff about stuff like behind the scenes things that happened to you or happening, all kind of crazy things like that. Now, were all those stories were true, Bill? Every story you told, were they true?
Yes, all my stories are true stories, and so it was a fluke that I started doing them on social media because, like, I've been working on my book.
Yeah.
So I've been going with my writer, going over my life, and all these memories start popping in my head. I'm like, that's right. So I said, let me start leaking some of these memories, right? So I just sit in my car and start talking.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
And then I didn't know people was like, yo.
Yeah. It's good stuff, man. It's great, man.
People was like, yo, man, how did this stuff always happen to you? I'm like, I don't know.
Put up right in the middle of it.
Hey, I remember one of my stories I told when I went to the death row party. Now, when the first part of the party say death, you probably shouldn't go.
Leave that party alone.
Right. When anything that got death in it, you shouldn't probably go.
So leave that party alone.
And sure enough, my dumb butt going to let Suge Knight talk me into going to his party. Because he was like, you know all you want to do is go to that little puppet party.
Yeah, yeah.
Won't you come party with some real gangsters? I don't know if I want to be in the gangster vibe tonight. I got on some slippery shoes. You know what I'm saying?
I'm Bill Bellamy. I don't do this.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't really in the gangster mood. They got on sneakers. I got on slippery, brand new, out-the-box shoes. When they start shooting, you're going to hit the ground. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I wasn't at that party 5 minutes.
You knew then it was too much.
Hey, bro, and the funny part was I was trying to run, but I couldn't move because them shoes were so slippery, so all that running was in one place. I couldn't get no grip. You know how when you just got them and they real?
Yeah, you ain't broke them in yet. Yeah, I got you.
So as soon as they started shooting, I was still there. I was like, I can't believe I'm here.
But you say it's death row. Well, there you go.
Hey, bruh, I said I will never. I learned from that situation. Listen to your first mind. I turned into an old black man. Listen to your first mind.
I knew better then. Man, you've been in a couple of situations. You always somewhere where shooting breaks out.
Yeah.
You did the Source Awards at one time.
A lot of situations.
The Source Awards.
The Source Awards. I'll take it. So I'm at the Source Awards, right, Pam? You got to listen to this because you sound like you grown. Okay.
I am.
I'm at the Source Awards, right, and I'm thinking, you know what? I have arrived. I'm on the front row. I'm sitting there, and there goes Nas. There goes so-and-so. I'm here, right? I don't know how hood the Source Awards is going to be. I'm just thinking it's going to be a few, probably, hood incidents, but not the whole thing.
Right.
Okay, cool. So cut to Onyx comes out. They have that song, Put Your Guns in the Air, another gun situation.
Oh, Lord.
Now, listen to this, Pam, because I know, Pam, you would have blacked out. I've seen you black out.
You're exactly right.
Pam black out in church, so you know she could black out.
Exactly.
That's right.
So they pull out a real gun and blast off two shots in there. Pow, pow. The glass.
Wait, inside the event?
Yo, inside the event.
Oh, my God.
We not outside.
Yeah. This inside.
Inside. I'm in the front row, and all I hear is pow, pow, and I know pow, pow. I know pow, pow, and then you hear glass go, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's blackout time.
So we and here I go in them same damn shoes. I could not get out of there.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sliding all down in. I'm like, you know how you fall in between the pews? I done fell.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm jumping. Hey, y'all, I'm jumping over girls. I'm like, move.
I know. Hey, this is a serious matter.
This is a serious matter.
Get out
hey,
of my way.
You listen to Bill Belvin. He's going to be a good night this weekend. It'll be Friday, 7 p.m., 10 p.m., Saturday, 7 and 10, Sunday at 4 and 7 p.m. Make sure you guys check him up. Bill, we're up against it, my friend, as always.
Next time, come to the studio.
It's a pleasure having you, my man.
Yeah. Next time, come to the studio.
I love you guys, man. Have a good one, baby.
All right, we appreciate you.
My man.
My man, it's a serious situation.
It's a serious situation.
It's hilarious.
But he right. Pam would have passed out.
Pam would have passed out for real.
Pam would have been left. We've been trying to drag Pam out of there.
You get a smelling sauce. All kind of stuff.
Is she hit? Yeah, she got hit all right.
I'm hit.
And you know I'm scary.
That's my point, Bam. You get a shot. You all made it. You'll fall out just on that.
Bam said, I can't fight. She can't fight because she passed out.
I can't fight.
Wow.
She said, I can't fight. That's because she passed out. That's the reason she can't fight. Wow. That's the whole reason.